Blog Talk Radio.
This is Clarence Cloverleaf welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio. Remember, you can always dial in at 646-716-4378. Be sure to watch your language, please, as we are an all-ages program. But we would be delighted if you would sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account, should you so desire, as it will keep you connected with us. And you can always download the newest episodes for free.
All righty, we're back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon. I have no idea where my co-host Grimlina is, but I see our special guest is here, Jay Borelli and Ripper the Clown. How's it going, brother?
Okay, how are you?
So, you know, we're living in Illinois. I guess as good as we can be.
Yes, and dealing with the Illinois weather is always a joy, right?
Oh, I know. It's raining 1 minute and hailing and snowing the next.
But, yeah, and, well, hopefully spring is here for good. That's the hope.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, Jake, I know you've wrote a bunch of books, you know, ranging from horror to wrestling to, you know, a kid's book. What made you want to be a writer, and kind of what's your favorite genre to work with?
You know, and I mentioned this in a couple of my short story collections, that I was writing books, or stories rather, when I was real little, like even before I could write, I was transcribing them to my parents and grandparents. So for some reason, it's always been ingrained in me. And I always loved to write, and I always knew one day I would eventually write a book. And that's, you know what, after many years of trying and submitting and going through various friendly and unpleasant processes, that's eventually what happened. My first book came out, and which was a true crime book in 2009, and then after that point, I've been doing pretty much exclusively fiction. And you know, regarding the genre, you know, I can't necessarily say, because I love them all, and for individual reasons. You know, I have a crime fiction book, Living Well is the Best Revenge, a couple short story collections, a lot of them morph truth and fiction together, and then I have three Ripper the Clown comedy novels, which, you know, again, all of my books have individual traits about them that I love, so it's hard for me to say what genre I like best.
Well, I guess, you know, you bring up a good point. You can really love all genres, and you can work with all of them.
Yes, and the weird thing for me, though, is a lot of people ask me who my favorite fiction authors are, and I don't read a lot of fiction. That's the weird thing. As somebody who writes fiction, I really don't read a lot of fiction at all. If I read, it's 99% of the time, it's a nonfiction book, because I enjoy learning about, if I'm reading, I want to also learn at the same time, learn about some esoteric figure in history, or some, you know, Hollywood actor or actress, or some moment in history. That type of reading for me is something that I can just sit down and digest. And so reading fiction to me really is kind of a chore, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you have to have, everybody has their own certain thing that brings them and keeps them to certain books and genres, but it seems like you really have to have something in it for you to keep reading, you know, cover to cover.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, maybe it was being forced to read a bunch of bad fiction novels in college that maybe that's part of it too. I have a feeling that might be the case.
Yeah, possibly. And of course, we're both fans of wrestling. When did you start watching wrestling, and kind of how did that play into you? You wrote a pretty cool book about the wrestling business. So
The book Dead Wrestlers, Broken Necks and Women Who Screwed Me Over is actually a fiction book, and it has, you know, various wrestling references in it, and has one short story about going to an ICP show with Jake the Snake Roberts and that wild night that we had at this particular show. So the whole book is not about wrestling, but, you know, through all of my books, every single one of them, there's wrestling references one way or another. You know, the first Ripper, the Clown novel, Life and Mimes and Zombie Apocalypse of Ripper the Clown, I dedicate that book to Matt Bourne, who was a friend of mine. And, you know, the new book, the Life and Mimes and the Alien Invasion of Ripper the Clown, is dedicated to Roddy Piper, who was a friend of mine. So So, you know, wrestling, it's something that I've loved since I was a kid, and I've had, you know, I actually did go through wrestling training really briefly after college for about 9 months, and I continued to write about wrestling before and after the training, and it's put me in positions where I've met some of my all-time favorites through my writing and become friends with them, and that's really just a blessing. I mean, I would never have imagined that I would know these guys that I watched and admired when I was a kid. So, you know, wrestling's always been a part of me, and I try to incorporate little, you know, wrestling references in all of my books. And I don't want it to be overkill because I don't want somebody who doesn't enjoy wrestling to get bored. But at the same time, I want the wrestling people who are reading my books to pick up on those references and to, you know, maybe get a little nostalgic.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of like, you know, your life goes full circle when you, you know, you're watching these guys as a kid, and then, you know, I've had the honor of interviewing and getting to become friends with a lot of the old wrestlers. So it's really cool how, you know, you can go from being a fan to being a friend.
It is. And, you know, with Roddy Piper, I talk about how I met him in the new book in the preface, because I do a lengthy dedication to him. And then with Matt Bourne, you know, he actually met Matt Bourne because he emailed me because he'd read an article that I'd written about him. And, you know, I was actually supposed to help Matt Bourne write his book, and obviously that unfortunately will never happen. But, you know, it's just really, for me, it's still kind of surreal. I was rereading the Roddy Piper preface right before the new book was published, and I was just like, wow, I was just like, this is kind of surreal. It's just weird that all this would happen in my life, and never could I have ever imagined that I would be blessed in such a way. It's amazing, really.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. And as far as you know, bringing in Ripper the Clown, of course, you're doing a lot of emceeing as vintage villains for a lot of cool shows. How did everything get involved with Ripper the Clown? How did you kind of start that character?
Well, in the first fiction novel, Dead Wrestlers, Broken Necks, and the Women Who Screwed Me Over, I needed a short story by that title as well, because in short story collections, one story is named after the title, or rather vice versa. But I needed a name of a dead wrestler for a story, and I just wanted it to be something gritty. You know, I decided to make a wrestler be a clown, so I needed something gritty. I wanted something. I didn't want, you know, some silly name for the clown, you know, a typical clown name. I wanted something that was just kind of, you would never hear as a clown name. And I just could not get the inspiration. I could not figure out what it was going to be. And I started thumbing through just a stack of books that I just recently bought at the Champaign Library Bookstore. And one of them, as I was flipping through the pile, was a Jack the Ripper book. And I was like, there you go, that's the name. So, you know, I've never read that book, and that I ever will, to be honest, but, you know, it's kind of a neat little keepsake at this point, you know, considering how things turned out. And so I really liked the name Ripper the Clown. I just thought that was really cool. So in Dead Wrestlers, he was a dead wrestler, and it just stuck in my mind. So when I was putting out my two follow-up books, which is We Leave With Our Guns Out, which is kind of the unofficial sequel of Dead Wrestlers, and then a crime fiction novel called Living Well is the Best Revenge, I thought, you know, just as a little inside joke for myself, I'm going to include the clown in every single book. And in every single book, he's going to have a different profession. And so in We Leave With Our Guns Out, I believe he was an MC for a show. And then in Living Well is the Best Revenge, he was a stand-up comedian. And that stand-up comedian idea, it just stuck with me because I had a lot of friends doing stand-up comedy at the time. And I had always heard, they always encouraged me to get on stage, and I just never thought I could do it. So at that point, it was just kind of like this big revelation. I'm going to go up on Halloween, dressed as a clown, and do stand-up comedy one time. And I thought it would be one time. I didn't think I could go out in public dressed like that any other night of the year. But it's been 3.5 years at this point, and I've been going out dressed like a clown regularly ever since.
Kind of funny how life works out.
It is, and I do, you know, conversations with Jake Roberts and Matt Bourne, and I talk about this in all three of the Ripper books. All three of them have the beginning, the first chapter and third chapter are kind of the same. And I talk about that and how talking to them, not about the character really, but just talking to them about wrestling and philosophy and character development, it really ingrained a lot in me. So when I started doing this character, you know, I had done wrestling, as I said, and it was just, you know, short-lived and uneventful, but being able to get on stage, kind of do a pro wrestling type of character in front of an audience in a non-wrestling environment, that was my goal. And I just took a lot of what I learned from these, you know, Jake Roberts and Matt Bourne, and just applied it to this character. And I remember having one conversation with Matt Bourne right before I went on stage there, where he was talking about how he could go out in character in front of the crowd and everyone, you know, was there. They knew who he was, and he'd go in the back and shower and go sit in the crowd or walk through the crowd and no one would recognize him. So along the way, it was just so many things fell together. These conversations with Matt Bourne, these conversations with Jake Roberts, and writing this book, these two books, and having the idea for new stand-up comedy. It was just all just like this big web of factors and elements in my life that all just came together at that moment, and that's how it all started.
Yeah, it has to be cool. I mean, especially back when Leahy and Randy were in town. And, you know, getting to work with those guys had to be pretty cool as well.
You know what? It's just, it's opened itself. I never thought it would open itself up. And, you know, right after I did comedy for the first time, I wore the green wig and had the face paint like Matt Bourne would is doing. And I called him the next day, and because I did not tell him I was doing this. I really didn't tell a lot of people I was doing this. I had friends in the audience who didn't even recognize me, which was really fun, actually, to hear afterward that people didn't recognize me and have them find out through other sources that the clown was me. But I called Matt, and I told him what I did, and I told him that, you know, he was one of my inspirations, and since I am doing a clown that, you know, was definitively inspired by Doink, I kind of wanted his blessing before I did it again, because I would like to do it again. And he gave me his blessing, and that meant the world to me, and I would not have done it again had he not, you know. That's just the way it is. That's how much I respected him. But, you know, it went from stand-up comedy, and I did a TV commercial, and then hosting events. It just seemed to snowball. And it took about a year for it to start to snowball. But what it's become is it's really cool. And it just, it's amazing to me, you know, when people come up to me and tell me how much they like what I do. It's just very rewarding.
Absolutely. It makes you feel, you know, even more better about yourself when you hear compliments like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the fact that people enjoy what I do and they watch my, you know, do online videos as well. The fact that they watch my videos, they read the books, they come to the shows. You know, it just means a lot when it's hard work, you know, writing comedy sets and writing the books, doing the videos, and to hear that people enjoy what I do and strangely can relate to this clown that I perform as, that's the weirdest thing to me. But for some reason, this character is very relatable, and it just makes all the hard work and the effort worthwhile when I get compliments such as that.
Absolutely. Well, Jake, what's the future got going for you? I'm sure you got some things going on that you could tell us about.
Well, I've got, we just did a comedy show at Vintage Villains that was really well received, and I'll probably be taking a couple month hiatus and probably starting back up with shows, probably I would say in the fall. And the big news at the moment is that I just published the third installment of the Ripper the Clown trilogy, which is entitled The Life and Mind of an Alien Invasion of Ripper the Clown, the Autobiography of an Unconventional UFO Abductee. And All the Ripper books have, you know, I appreciate them all, and I really, they're all, it's like when I write it, it's an organic experience. A lot of it's just written. I'm sitting there at the computer writing, and it just comes to me. These storylines just flow like I'm remembering things that really happened. And so all of the books are very special to me, but this one, the Alien Invasion book, I think is the best of the trilogy.
Very, very cool. Well, best of luck in the future, Jake, and I'm sure I'll see you down the line somewhere, probably at Dark History Con again. And I do look forward to it, sir.
Yeah. And don't forget Villains Con in June.
Oh, yeah. Forgot all about it. You guys got some pretty cool people coming to that one as well.
Yes, yes. So check it out online. I believe it's VenniceVillainsCon.com or on Facebook. And, of course, you can look me up on Facebook and my YouTube channel, Ripper the Clown Show. Tomorrow, Sunday, Mother's Day, we'll be launching the trailer for the Alien Abduction novel, and I'm really happy with this video. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Very cool, Jack. Well, congratulations on everything going on, and you know, best of luck again in the future. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, everyone. Well, we will be back on the 10th of May with Julianne Rehm. Of course, she's a writer. She was also investigative agent for the great show Unsolved Mysteries. So we will be back then. And, of course, as always, thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great night.